This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A statewide burn ban is now in effect, as well as a local burn ban for Columbus County. That rain yesterday did very little to alleviate the drought conditions. County Fire Marshal Shannon Blackman issued a ban on outdoor burning effective this morning, concurrent with the state ban. The prohibition does not include enclosed grills. Most of Columbus County is considered in a moderate drought, with the extreme western portions of the county just considered abnormally dry. A red flag warning, which means that conditions will be extremely dangerous for wildfires, has been issued for Saturday throughout southeastern North Carolina. A North Wyville woman called 911 after she was allegedly threatened by four suspects who followed her car, threw cigarette butts at her, tried to force her off the road, and fired several shots in her direction. The victim contacted the sheriff's office on March 16th. She said the suspects harassed her from Chaparron to her home. At one point, one of the suspects brandished a gun in her direction and fired at least three rounds, according to the report. The investigation is continuing. Wyville police are urging drivers to remove valuables from your vehicles and lock your doors. Police are investigating a string of car break-ins and several vehicle thefts that have occurred in recent weeks. And with information about them, is asked to call 910-642-5111. County commissioners on Monday heard from Tess Norris, a former finance department employee. Norris said county manager Eddie Madden berated and insulted her until she left her post in July. She said other county employees have been afraid to speak out due to retribution from Madden. The county manager said he and Human Resources Director Kay Stevens have a, quote, different perspective about the meeting. You can see the story online for more. North Carolina is closer than ever to having constitutional carry. The Senate passed its version of a bill that would not require a permit to carry a concealed weapon. The House version has advanced to the Rules Committee and could see a vote next week. Governor Josh Stein is expected to veto the bill, but observers think there will be enough votes to override that veto. More than half the states in the Union currently allow constitutional carry of firearms by legal gun owners. The Columbus Baptist Association is hosting a chicken bog plate sale at the Lowe's parking lot in Wyville today until 8 p.m. Proceeds go to the mission trip to Nicaragua this year. Tomorrow is Thunder in the Park at the Veterans Memorial Park. Classic cars, trucks, and motorcycles will be on display. There's no registration fee. There'll be food vendors, a 50-50 raffle, and activities for the kids. Judging is from 9 to 11 a.m. Trophies will be awarded at 2. All proceeds benefit the Veterans Park. Go to veteransparkofamerica.com for more. Celebrate the Arts, North Carolina's largest student arts festival, is this Saturday from 4:30 until 9:30 p.m. at South Columbus High School. The event is a partnership between Columbus County Schools and Wyville City Schools. It features performances and artwork from more than 1,000 students. Admission is free. The 5th Annual Yakuni Fish Camp is April 11th and 12th in Buckhead, and the Waccamaw Sea Lion STEM Studio needs your help. Volunteers are needed for registration, for rigging fishing rods, and for food service. The event is open to all children for free. Contact the STEM Studio via Facebook or the Waccamaw Sea Lion Travel Center for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.